Ian, good morning to you again. The transition to Mikey, how far along are we? How's your progress?
Good morning, John. I think that Mikey's come on a long way, actually, in the last few months. We're up to nearly 80% take-up now on Mikey, and I think the last couple of months since we've got over the hump, as it were, particularly when we withdrew the weeklies and monthlies back in March, that was a testing time. We had a sudden surge in usage. Since then, actually, we've put more readers in, ticket readers and barriers, and in fact, we're rolling out more over the next couple of months as well. So overall, I'm pleased with the way it's going, and I think it's fair to say that Melburnians are gradually getting used to Mikey. It takes a little time.
And your reaction to the news that's on the front page of The Age today, that there's a group of people organising a what's called tramsurance to, in a way, undermine the ticketing system and offer people compensation if they do, in the unlikely event they claim, that you do get caught and fined.
Very disappointed with this. We've looked at this very closely in the last 24 hours, and it is an offence not to pay your fare if you're travelling on public transport, for good reason. And it's also an offence to incite people to commit an offence. So,
well, it's an offence to incite someone not to pay a fare.
Well, it's an offence to incite somebody to break the law, effectively. And our advice is that these people may be doing that. So we're going to ask them to desist. We're going to send them a letter today, politely, to ask them to do that. If they don't do that, we'll probably have to refer them to Victoria Police, because we can't have this. It's not fair on the vast majority of people who are honest and pay their fares. People who are honest don't want to see this kind of thing going on.
Quite rightly, though, they say if the system worked better and properly, we wouldn't have a complaint. This is as much as anything a protest against some of the inadequacies and inefficiencies of the system you run.
I don't agree with that. I think these are people who are providing a little bit of mischief. They admit to being activists.
Activists for a better public transport system.
And I certainly wouldn't give my money to a group who wouldn't be able to guarantee that I'd get it back. I mean, I think that would be silly. We all aim for a better transport system, and the only way we can do that is by investing in it. And if people don't pay, then we have less money and less chance of investing in it. So people who cheat the system are cheating all of the regular users and really making it more difficult to improve things in the future.